Welcome back to Ravens Report. There might not be a stadium other than M&T Bank Stadium in all of the NFL that has as much energy in the moments leading up to kickoff. And the crescendo builds from the second the Ravens players leave the locker room, walk down the tunnel, and get ready for introductions. So come along as we make the walk with Ravens players in the moments leading up to kickoff.
I really thank God. I thank him for the parents who are both deceased now that he's blessed me with, and I've always, you know, kind of say a little prayer to them. Thank them for raising me and making me the man I am today.
The tunnel's a special thing. At this point in my career, I just think, you know, I'm not going to do this too many more times. I'm never going to be able to find an exact substitute for this.
I'll think of what it took for me to get to this position. Think of how hard I had to work to get here. How many other people would give anything to be in my shoes, perform at this level.
When you start in the tunnel, you're not nervous, but you know, you're ready to go out, greeted by our fans for the first time in a while. All right, y'all, let's go.
You know, they call us out, and all you hear is the fans going crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here come the Ravens!
Kickers typically like to go out first or be before the team. I've always been a guy that I kind of wanted to go out there with the team.
You really don't feel your feet touching the ground. The rush never goes away. Not for me. I try to take it all in, but it's almost kind of like sensory overload. It's probably as fast as I've ever run because there's so much adrenaline going when you're doing it because it's so exciting. It might not look like I'm running fast, and I'm probably not, but it feels like I'm running pretty fast.
You know, it never gets old. You know, it's a blessing to be in the situation. You don't want to take it for granted. So you go out, you see your teammates, you know, the crowd's going crazy, but there's nothing like it.
Wide receiver, number 82, Torrey Smith.
I actually like looking at our offense coming out. You kind of look up the names. You're like, wow, we got this guy, that guy. We're like, we got so many weapons. I get excited just watching them coming out, and just grateful to be a part of this team.
I get chills every time you get in that tunnel and see the smoke come out. That feeling reminds me of how far I made it in life. You made it, you know, when you come out and 70,000 is ready to greet you.
Two-time Pro Bowl.
When my flex is, everybody calls you the little guy. When I flex, I feel like my arms is just as comparable to everybody else's. So you get out there, it's just like the little guy who made it.
And then we line up for something that I really enjoy, the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
early? I mean, the national anthem sometimes say a quick prayer, or I just admire the person that sang it.
At the twilight.
When the national anthem's playing, it gives me goosebumps. I have a thing, I always sing along with the national anthem every time that it's playing, and it's good to be a part of that, you know, before the game.
Fight or the
I'm actually thinking about, you know, our armed services, people who's out there risking their lives for us. I got a best friend in the Air Force, so. And I'm thinking about where he's at when we're here, blessed with freedom.
Probably the best thing about hearing the national anthem at home is when you hear that oh chant. Oh, you know, it goes crazy, and it's a nice little roar every time.
And even when, you know, it's off season and I'm at, you know, a basketball game, I hear the national anthem, you almost flip that switch like, oh, it's go time, because you're so used to thinking that way.
I'm lucky, you know, just to be at a time where I can play a game of football, a kid's game, and it's awesome, you know. And then, but you've got to also think about the soldiers that, you know, sacrificed their lives for this, you know, country to do stuff like this.
You know, know, when it's over, it's time to go.
Still to come, the end of an era, the start of the playoffs. It doesn't get any bigger than this.